Lots of people use their smart speakers or other artificial intelligence assistants for help with all kinds of things. And soon, Phoenix residents will be able to add some more things to their lists.
Alexa, ask the city of Phoenix, what can I recycle?
The following items can be placed in your blue curbside container: paper, hard plastic, metal products, cardboard, and some glass products.
That's Ricky Jimenez talking to Alexa. He's part of the winning team from the Spring Phoenix Hackathon, which developed the program to help connect city residents with city services. Jimenez works with Valori Partners and recently stopped by our studios to talk about the program. We were joined by Dominic Papa, Executive Director of the Institute for Digital Progress, which puts on Phoenix Hackathon. And I started by asking him what the aim is of these events.
Yeah, so the hackathon was a project that we collaborated with the city of Phoenix, and the aim was to empower local entrepreneurs to develop technologies that can help the city be more efficient and help the city deliver better quality of services to its citizens. And it's exciting technology such as this voice-activated assistance that can really help Phoenix start to narrow the digital divide and help, you know, bring citizens into government better and more effectively.
So, Ricky, tell me about this device that you created.
Yeah, so essentially this is an intelligent assistant, right? It was essentially a bot that we are actually exposing through a multitude of channels. Among them is Alexa, Google Home, and text. And it actually can help you find interesting things to do around Phoenix and help you find out your closest recycling station and actually enter maybe a ticket with an issue with, like, for example, your trash can or a lost pet, etc.
So are these things that one couldn't do with one of those AI assistants in the past? Like, if I have, you know, Siri at home or Alexa or one of those others, am I not able to ask it those kinds of questions now?
You might be able to do something like that. But the thing is that it takes advantage of personal information that is in your device. For example, your home address. And given that you give permission for it to use your home address, it can actually find the closest recycling station or the closest transfer station or the closest public library. So it has that advantage on top of a generic assistant like Siri or just a normal Alexa.
Dominic, what is the importance of trying to use technology to make the city more interactive, maybe a little more user-friendly?
You know, what we're really excited about things like this is we want to transform the city of Phoenix into a global smart city. But while these technologies are very cool and very exciting, the technology in and of itself is not the end in and of itself. The ultimate goal here is to provide a better quality of life for citizens and residents throughout the city of Phoenix. And so being able to leverage voice-activated technologies to be able to ask where my closest station is or when is my trash pickup coming, this will allow disadvantaged and disabled populations to better interact with the city. And so the city is actually able to provide better services to these individuals and ultimately help everyone out. And so the quality of life just improves for citizens and residents everywhere.
Well, I wonder about that, though, because in order to really use this, you'd need to have one of these devices. I mean, is there a concern that they're not widespread enough or that certain people might not be able to afford them and not be able to take advantage of this kind of assistant and this kind of information?
Yeah, that is always a big concern for ours, and it's something that we keep in mind as we develop these programs. The good thing is that these technologies are getting more and more ubiquitous, and so more and more homes are able to afford these kinds of technologies as they get more prevalent. However, there is always the worry that there will be some citizens and some residents without access to these. But what makes this technology great is these can also be spoken into mobile phones and computers as well. And so the ability for more residents to access and leverage these technologies is getting better. While it's not perfect, it's getting better. And again, it's something, this digital divide is something that my nonprofit keeps close to its heart and its mission.
Ricky, when you're developing a program like this, how do you sort of take what a user would find most helpful and implement that into the program?
Yes, so you actually mentioned the most important thing, which is the user experience, right? We want to make it simple. The success of programs like this is that, for example, these voice assistants, is that will it work better? Can I achieve a specific function faster that maybe I can do through the website or I can do through a mobile application? So some thought goes into the conversation that the human being is going to establish with the device and how to make it streamlined as possible, right, to go and fulfill your need.
Well, I'm curious about that because, you know, some of the applications that you mentioned for this, for example, like I sometimes have to look on the City of Phoenix website to find out what the next bulk trash pickup is going to be. How do you try to make sure that this is going to be faster and more efficient for me as a user and as a resident than just, you know, Googling it or, you know, searching it on the City of Phoenix website?
So as I mentioned before, it does take advantage of location awareness. So the first time you ask, for example, for your next bulk trash pickup, it will ask you for your address, your home address. Once you enter it, then it's going to remember it. And it goes and goes into a database and finds all the, you know, addresses that are serviced by the City of Phoenix, and then it matches you to the right zone and then to the right schedule.
So I don't have to look at the map anymore.
You don't have to look at the map, and we can demo that. And essentially, we'll tell you your zone and your placement date and your collection dates. And if there's none for the rest of, you know, if you're already past the quarter, then it will tell you, sorry, but there's none available. So with a very simple voice exchange, you can go right there to your information.
I'm curious what both of you think is the ultimate potential of technology like this, both for residents of the city, but also for the city itself. Ricky, why don't I start with you?
So for users, it's the facility to, you know, reach that information, to enter, for example, tickets, to look for your do you qualify for specific programs, right? And for the City of Phoenix, it essentially offloads a lot of these maybe mundane day-to-day tasks that the employees have to do, and they can concentrate on more important assignments or, you know, projects that they need to work on, and leave this digital assistant to handle the bulk load of data entry through voice.
Dominic, what do you think is the potential of something like this?
Yeah, I think the potential for these kinds of technologies to completely transform the city, both internally and externally, are tremendous. So as he mentioned, the ability for these technologies to make the city more efficient and more effective in the service delivery, that's going to allow them to save budget and maybe eventually, you know, pass that savings on to our taxes. But then externally as well, it's allowing the citizens to take advantage of the technologies that they're accustomed to using in their everyday life. The running joke is the city is always about 10 years behind their average community in technology adoption. So by partnering together with local entrepreneurs through competitions like this, that it speeds up the adoption and implementation of these technologies within the government of itself. And so it allows us as citizens to interact more effectively with our government and actually create a better and stronger relationship with them.
All right. Ricky, Dominic, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Dominic Papa is Executive Director of the Institute for Digital Progress. Ricky Jimenez is with Valori Partners. The new program should be ready for a pilot in a couple of months, and there's another Phoenix Hackathon coming up in the fall.